There are so many first time in our life. First time you go to college, first time you got a new job, first time you get married. But only one time. And me too, first time I was assigned. Talking about NYTS. At the first time, I was assigned to be coordinator. And the first time, I was assigned to be here to give you the sermon in the prayer station for the NYTS. So I'm nervous too. But on Monday, I just prayed to God, say, God, what you talk about on today's Wednesday. I pray to God, God, bestow me your wisdom and strength so that I may decide what topic is suitable for you. Okay. NYTS. I thought, need you to serve. Look. Is it a good topic? NYTS. So, what is the first letter for need? Louder.
N.
How about you?
One.
Two.
Three.
Serve.
S.
Again.
N.
Need. You. Two. Serve. Okay, this is our spirit of the NYTS. So need you to serve, that's why we are here. Okay. And we just listen wonderful testimony. And one of the sisters from Montreal, and he just mentioned about his status before he come to United States. And he just through prayer, and then everything go through so smoothly, so that he can come to join the NYTS. So this is from God's call. God needs you to be here. Then God will help you. So by the same token, if God needs us, then God will help us. And right now, God is calling you. Likewise, God called Moses in 3,500 years ago, even long time. And God also called Samuel. How many Samuel here? Samuel. Raise your hand, please. Okay, so God called you, huh? Samuel. And God also called who? Paul, right? And God also called me. That's why I'm here. And God called you too. 2 years ago, before I registered the TDP program, and God called me 3 times in my dreams. 3 times. And the first time in the dreams, God showed me. And God appeared in the dreams to me and then said, those who want to serve God have to remove his own flesh desire. This first dream. Then after a couple months, I dreamed the second dreams again. Then God told me, come here, come work for me, then I will pay you. Not a bit, huh? And then a couple months later, God revealed himself in my dreams again. And God said, you owe me $6,000. Oh, I owe you $6,000. Then I told my wife, okay, it's okay, yeah. Just write out a check, okay, to pay him. But God said, no, should be from your own account, not from your wife's account, from your own account. I don't have account, man. The account that belongs to me and my wife, we have a joint account. But God emphasized, I will give a double pay. Oh, double pay, right? Not a pay, double pay. That's why I come here. After those three dreams, I still feel uncomfortable. Because before I joined the TTP program, I used to be a businessman. It's more freedom time and make a little bit money, not a very good money, but a little bit, okay. So the day when GA approved my applications, and Pastor Zhou Chuan Dao, he called me and said, congratulations. What do you mean, congratulations? That we approved your application. I didn't smile at him. Because from that moment, then I realized I have to depart from my home. I have to leave my wife behind. I have to leave my child behind. So I feel sad, you know. Then I go home, I went home. As soon as I got home and then get into my house, my neighbor came to my home to talk with us. The neighbor is who is Gentile, is non-believers. Usually when he came to my house, she talked to my wife, and they just talk about family and children, you know, how to cook, and then how to serve husband. Okay, and then they never talk about religions. They never talk about church. They never talk about God. But that day is special. My neighbor came to my house and sit down, and we also sit down. Okay, please sit down. Okay, then we begin to chat. Then my neighbor said, "Oh, I have a friend who is run big company, very successful, and he quit his job, closed his job, and closed his company, and then go to a theological seminary. And right now, he went to Southern America to preach gospel." And she said, "I also have a friend who in American company, in high position. He also quit his job and go to theological school. And then right now, he is in mainland China to preach gospel. Nothing to talk, only two messages. When I heard her message, I was so sorry to God. I said, God, sorry. God appeared to me three times and it. I did not respond very quickly. I did not respond in the right way until God sent the Gentiles, non-believers, to come to my house to comfort me, to encourage me. She is a non-believer. I think God is calling you today. So now we go back in Old Testament to look how did God call Moses. Exodus chapter 3. Verse 1. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to the Horeb, the mountain of God, too. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. 3. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. 4. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush, and then said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. God called to him, God called to Moses from the midst of the bush. The bush in Chinese version has been translated into thorns and thistles, jingji. So God called Moses from the midst of bush. Why did God call Moses from the midst of bush instead from heavenly palace? Because God dwells in the bush. Please turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 16. Deuteronomy 33, verse 16. With the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush, him refer to God. So God dwells in the bush. And what does the bush mean to us? Thorns and thistles is despised by people because it will hurt people. When you hold thorns and thistles, you will get hurt. However, God lived in there. So God called to Moses from the bush. So God is so humble. You remember in the book of Philippians, Paul said, he humbled himself, which means Jesus humbled himself. Actually, in the Old Testament time, God humbled himself as well. So God called to Moses from the bush in order to get the people's response, in order to remove the fear of people. So God, he came dwelt in the bush and then called Moses. So humble. So when God called to us, the God man kneeled down to call us. Please, Samuel, I call you. Please, come out to help me. Come out to serve me. Come out to work for me. I will pay you. God fell on his face like Abraham. Fell on his face to the ground. How humble God is. So do we respond to God's call? Do we answer God's call? Let's go back to Exodus chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 2, verse 1. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. The last sentence. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The desert is a remote area. It is so quiet and peaceful. There is nothing but Moses, his flock, and rock. And once in a while, Moses might hear some noise from sneeze of animal or from wind. So quiet and peaceful. And under such circumstances, God called to Moses. So how to hear God's calling? We have to keep peace during our prayers. It sounds noisy, you know, like a thunder, like a multiplied waters. But it, in our hearts, it is so peaceful. So when we keep our heart peace, then God will call us. And right now, God is at the door and ask us, please knock the door, please open the door for me. I'm knocking your door right now. Open the door for me. God knocked the door. And his voice, it is so soft, it is so still. It is so gentle, it's so meek, it's so humble. So how to respond to God's calling? The reason we came here is God told you, need you to serve in the kingdom of God. One day, when I went to supermarket to get some groceries. When I came out, I saw one woman distribute the flyer, but it's not from our church, it's from the other denominations. I was so, you know, embarrassed. Most of the time, we saw many ladies and gentlemen just stand by the entrance of the supermarket and distributed the flyer to people. Papa asked, you know, in this morning, Pastor Tom in his class, he mentioned to us, the first time Jesus said, come to me. But second time Jesus said, go out. I never heard members go to pastor and say, I devote myself 3 days, okay? I will dedicate 3 days to Jesus for 1 year. So those 3 days, I will go out to distribute the flyers. We got to do something for God. Not a turn the Bible teachings into slogan. The slogan just everybody come here and say, oh, prayer, but after you go back to your local churches, and forgot everything. Did not put even learning into practice, into action. So Luana, Jesus again called us, I need you to serve in the kingdom of God. So I hope when we return to our local church, we can report to even less than the pastors, than pastor. I dedicate 5 days in a year, 5 days in 1 year. It's not too much, right? 5 days in 1 year. If every members in local church do this, how many days? Suppose 200 members, 5 days times 200, 1,000 days. Every day we have 3 members going outside to distribute flyers. Every day we have 3 members outside to work for God, to preach gospel. 5 days is not too much for you. 1 year. How many weeks in 1 year? 52 weeks in 1 year. Okay, please look at verse 10. Verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Before God sent Moses to the palace of Egypt, God said to Moses, come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, and I will be with you. 12. Verse 12. So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that you have I have sent you. God only said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. The message is so simple. I will certainly be with you. To Moses, God, what is the sign? Where is the sign? It's nothing. God only said, certainly, I will be with you. How can Moses trust in God's word? It's only one sentence. The message is so simple. I will be with you. If anyone tells us that I will help you, this is a sign to you that I will help you. What are you talking about? You will help me? Where's the money? Where's the sign? I need the money right now. It's that you will help me. And he kept saying, this will be shall be sign to you. Then you will keep asking, where is money? You say sign, and then where is money? But to Moses, he trusts in God. In the same way, we have to trust in God. But God only say one time, I will be with you. So when God sends us out, then God will give us power. And where the power comes from? The power comes from prayers. Let me share one testimony with you. 2 years ago, first time of my study in TDP programs, TDP. And Bowen Park called me in day and night. They will have Bible study, English Bible study. So they would like me to bear testimony in Bowen Park. This will be first time to me to use English to bear testimony. The first time again, right? I'm so nervous. Oh, my heartbeat is so fast. Then I pray, you know, I kneel down to pray. God, please help me. Because this is so tough for me. It's different. Even I teach in computer classroom before I joined the TDP. But I see quite a different subject and different topic. So I pray to God for helping. And it's so amazing when I allow. Then I feel my heart is so calm, you know. Just like my heartbeat is stopped. Almost I could not feel my heartbeat. Hey, where's my heartbeat? Why so calm down, you know? I could not trust myself, you know. Am I okay? Okay. But it's so calm. Such kind of experience I never have before. It's so amazing. So trust in God, and God will be with you. But God promised first, I will be with you before I send you out. Okay, so now we are going to pray and remember. Again, need or you to serve Lord, please. Need you to serve. How about initial? NYTS. So NYTS stands for to serve. Okay, keep it in your mind. In your life, not just in 14 days. In your whole life. Okay, then we are going to pray.